It's time to get away from it all. This is Journey's Travel Show. Whether you're a seasoned traveler or anticipating your first real vacation, we have the information you need on 680 CJOB.
Welcome to the Journey's Travel Show for another Sunday afternoon. It's not a bad day in Winnipeg, but where I am, it's a whole lot better. And it is really interesting to look and see that we're going to go to below minus 10 at nighttime. And I listened to a report here in Vancouver that said it was going to be a blustery day and it was only going to be plus 7 in that blustery day. It's a great place to visit. I'm here at a buying show doing some buying of bags and various other products that I'll be bringing into the store. But I love coming to Vancouver. It's a beautiful, beautiful city. It's a wonderful tourist city. No matter where you go in Vancouver, there's lots to see, there's lots to do. And I have to tell you that what I'm overlooking right now is worth a postcard. I'm sitting here at the Westin Bayshore Hotel. I'm overlooking yachts. I'm overlooking sailboats. I'm overlooking the harbor. It's absolutely beautiful. There are people running on a track of sorts just below me. It's an absolutely beautiful sight. There's the mountain in the distance. You really can't beat some of the visual features that are sitting here from this hotel in Vancouver. And Vancouver itself, as I said, just has so much to offer when it comes to beauty and things to do. But at the Westin Bayshore Hotel here, I'm talking also with Marion Harper Treskin. She is the general manager here at the Westin Bayshore. As I said, there's so much to do in this property. There's so many things, and I've enjoyed my stay. I've really had a good time in it. I'm staying at a couple of properties, and then later on I'll be talking with the general manager of another property, because the brand is Starwood, and Starwood has a series of hotels, and Marion Harper Treskin is the general manager of the Westin Bayshore. So, well, the Westin Bayshore right here in Vancouver, right beautiful on the harbor. Welcome to the Journey's Travel Show, Marion. Let's talk a little bit first about the brand. Starwood, of course, is a big group of hotels, and Westin falls within that. Can you give me just a general overview of what that's all about?
Thanks, Ron. It's a pleasure having you with us. Starwood is our parent company, and we have 9 brands within the family, and Westin is one of those brands, and as you mentioned, Sheraton is another.
And so let's deal with the Westin. I know you've got a couple of Westins, but there's Westins all over Canada, and they are such a premium brand. But I wanted to talk about the Westin Bayshore because of the sense it is such an iconic property. This property has been here for, it seems to me, a very long time, that as long as I can remember, and it still is the prime center for certainly business travelers and leisure travelers to come to this. So give us an idea of the history of this amazing property.
Of course. The hotel itself opened in 1961. It started with the main building, which is just above us, and then the tower was added 10 years later. So the building itself, we're 511 guest rooms, but we do have the largest meeting space, in fact, the largest ballroom in Western Canada. So we are a convention center, really, most of the year, but we also have the ability to be this great resort in the city. So during those summer months, it's really that urban escape that you're looking for.
And the situation here, I mean, well, it's on the harbor, of course, the beauty of the Bayshore is amazing. I mean, sitting on the bay here, you just can't beat it. But it's also close. Your location is so close to some of the shopping sites, so close to many of the things that you can do in Vancouver. And it's interesting, I even noticed in just off the lobby, you can take a little trips, boat trips here. The location is pretty prime.
It really is. Our location is probably the thing that makes us the most unique. We do have a marina as part of the property, and we have boats that we can do fishing trips or cruises, dinner cruises. So you are able to take an excursion if you want right from the front of the property. You also, if you turn around, you're sort of right still in the heart of the city. So within blocks, you can walk up to Robson, which is our busy shopping street. Within less than 10 minutes, you're at the convention center, which is our brand new center downtown. So it's really an ideal location. Because of the size of our meeting space, we have a lot of groups that come in and they They really want that escape. They want their delegates to be focused and, you know, staying within the meeting and staying focused on the meeting. And this allows them to do that because we're a little bit disconnected from the downtown core. But at the same time, if they want to go out for evening events, if they want to do some shopping before they head home, they can just walk up to Robson and it's all still very close. We're lucky because we're also situated right at the heart of the harbor, which is close to Stanley Park. And for Weston, you know, Run Weston is a huge program for us. You can't beat the running paths from this hotel through Stanley Park in the city. We're the best location for that.
And it really is. And you mentioned something that I found quite fascinating because I have noticed that before when I have visited this city. You are somewhat apart, even though you're right in the heart of the city, because there's something in the break. Even when I was driving in, there's a slight break that makes you unique. You're just like a secluded property in the heart of a major city.
It's very true. It's a very unique location. We have this beautiful outdoor space. As I said, facing the harbor, the outdoor pool for the summertime, you feel you're in a resort. You're really escaping. We have a lot of locals that actually come and do staycations in the property, even though they live 3-4 blocks away, because they wake up in the morning, open the big sliding glass doors out to the seagulls and float planes and look at Stanley Park, and they feel like they've actually gone somewhere. So it's a nice breakaway, and it's a different experience when you're staying at the Bayshore versus a downtown city property. It really is.
And I imagine this is also a property that has a lot of weddings during the summer.
We're a great location for weddings and very popular destination. As I mentioned, the ballroom size, which is great for some of the larger weddings we're seeing, but the room we're even in now, and we have another room as well that is basically three glass walls, so the views from these meeting spaces for weddings is perfect.
And I just want to mention as well, I know that the big wedding show is taking place in Winnipeg this weekend. It's a regular wedding show, but I want to remind our listeners that on March the 18th, Journeys will be putting on a destination wedding show. So if you're a bride or you're a groom or someone in your family is in that, do call Journeys and register for that. It's going to be a great show. We're going to be talking destination weddings and everything you should know. We'll come back and talk about more about the Weston Bayshore right after these words on CJOB. We're back again right here on the Journeys Travel Show this Sunday afternoon in Vancouver at the Weston Bayshore Hotel. I'm talking with Marion Harper-Treskin, who is the general manager of the Weston Bayshore. This hotel, Marion, has everything. You know, we talk spas, and spas are such an important part of good properties today. People want to travel. When they travel, they want the comfort. They want the good feeling they get. And so talk about the many things that you were doing. And I do want to mention something. I was really impressed when they asked me if I wanted all the service. And I said, no, I'm fine. I'm only going to be here a short time. And they actually offered me either points or $5 because I wasn't going to take the service. I thought that was a great environmental initiative. So talk about some of the things you're doing.
Of course. Starwood as a brand and Weston are doing what we call Make a Green Choice, which is really the ability for a guest when they're staying in a hotel to refrain from basically having any housekeeping done while you're staying in the guest room. And why we do that is for a number of reasons. Obviously, the savings that we see from the minimization of water usage as well as chemical usage. So it's really an easy way for you to sort of play a part. But to thank you for doing that as well, we like to offer some incentive to say, you know, to have a $5, you know, coupon to come down and enjoy a Starbucks before you start your day.
I thought that was pretty cool. So let's talk about some of the other features of the hotel itself here, because this is such an amazing property. It's a resort unto itself, and you can check in here, and you wouldn't necessarily have to leave the property.
It's true. Once you get here, depending on what you're looking to do for your weekend or your week stay, we've got the indoor-outdoor pool. As you mentioned, we have Vita Spa on site, which has got great facilities, a beautiful lounge. They do couples massages, so you could spend a whole afternoon there if you chose. We have two great restaurants on site, Currents for our breakfast meals, as well as our Seawall Bar and Grill, which location is right on the seawall, as you mentioned earlier, seeing the runners pass by and the joggers, as well as facing the marina and the boats. But also, depending on, again, on your plans, we mentioned you can head out on excursions, but you can also take a walk into the park, into the city, really any of the areas you want to go to is walkable from the property. So you park your car, you come in, and you can just actually go up to your suite and relax and enjoy the view if really that's all you want to do.
And the view, as I said, has been spectacular. I've so enjoyed just sitting in the room, and I've been doing some writing, so I've been writing overlooking it. And as a matter of fact, I'll be writing a bit about this in a future column. If you have checked the column in yesterday's Winnipeg Free Press, do look to the travel section. If you have travel questions or travel comments, remember, email me, askjourneys@journeystravel.com. Not only will I answer your question, but you'll see your question and answer appear in my Saturday column in the Winnipeg Free Press. And as I said, if you're traveling around, Journeys is open until 5 today. And check us online, journeystravelgear.com, for anything you're looking at. And I'll be blogging as well about my trip here to Vancouver. I'll be talking about this property. I'll take some pictures of it so you can see it. And if you are thinking of going, do call a travel agency, and we're happy to book. But also, Marion, you can also find a lot of information about the property on your website. So talk about the website and talk about perhaps some of the other features you think make this such a unique and outstanding property.
Perfect. Yeah, our website, you definitely can find more information at westonbayshorevancouver.com or weston.com/bayshore. But in both cases, the website is filled with information of what you can do in Vancouver in both the summer months or the winter months. It gives you obviously a full outline of all our packages and special offers that we feature throughout the year, and gives you the full description. And there's lots of great photos if you want to check out what the rooms look like, the view from some of the rooms, as well as some of the food and beverage offerings and the other features of the hotel.
And in the same way, when a property like this has a restaurant, they tend to, again, make it pretty quality and have good chefs and everything else. So, well, what are some of the food areas that you really feature in the Westin Bayshore Hotel?
One of the things with Westin is we've launched a well-being movement, which really circles around, obviously, being well and eating well. And part of that is a launch of superfoods, which has been happening for the last few years. But all of our menus include food that basically, when paired, are much better for you and a healthier option than when you're eating them alone. So our chefs do an incredible job of ensuring we've got superfoods on our breakfast menus, our lunch menus. You've got a superfood option, whether it be a salad or an entree. And then you have the options of all the other comfort foods that you want as well. So they do a great job of blending the two, so you can still travel and, you know, enjoy your time away and still eat healthy.
Thank you very much for joining us on the show, Marion. If you are interested, do book at the Westin Bayshore Hotel. It's a wonderful property. We'll come back and talk about more travel right after this on Winnipeg's News and Information Leader 680 CJOB.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wicker. Here for the No Ticket.